Hello, 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 hello. Grand rising to all. Oh, I'm already doing some bullshit in the morning. Whatever. I hope everybody is having an excellent day, an excellent evening, wherever, whenever you hear this. What day is it today? Wednesday. A beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. And I am here on my way to go to work. Paying my dues. I honestly, sometimes I wake up, right? Because my thing with this podcast, with this platform is that it's such an amazing opportunity to just release and teach people things that they might not grasp or they might not listen to on the regular. I think it's really important that before we kind of go into the world and go into this place where we're super vulnerable, I think it's good to prep yourself almost like a shield, like shield yourself from the world. Every single morning you should be doing that. You should be prepping to conquer. You should be prepping to feel good all day. You should be prepping for any encounters. And although we can't tell the future, and I think that's people's big deals, they're like, oh, well, not every day could be a good day, and I just don't understand why. On my watch, I manifest and I speak upon great days, and I speak about how my day is going to be amazing, and I speak about how today is the day. And I never end or begin that sentence with, today's the day that we, or I'm going to, today's the day. Like, I don't put anything in front of it, behind it, because it can just be this world. And our lives are so special, and it could just be an abundance of things that we can become for that day. So I'm a big believer in preparing yourself for this world when you come outside. So whatever you get relaxed with the most when you have free time. I know that not everybody has an everyday free time, but I think it's important to build it in the morning when you rise. And I'm talking about in your breakfast, I'm talking about in your tea, I'm talking about in your coffee, I'm talking about in any way possible, build yourself before the world tries to build you. Before the world programs you, program yourself. I like Mr. Nightingale, Earl Nightingale. The Strangest Secret, that's one of my favorites to listen to just about every single day. I love to program myself with that because I know that I can control the programming. I can control what my brain connects to in that audio. That's a YouTube audio, free guys, free audios everywhere, free documentaries. So if you have an hour to spare, or if you have 30 minutes to spare where you can sit in the morning. And this again all starts with your night routine. You know, if you're going to sleep late, and you know you're going to sleep from a night out of drinking, and I get it, we all do it, you just minimize your time in the morning because you want to get more sleep, quote unquote. You want to get 5 more minutes, quote unquote. You want to get 10 more minutes. And we all know that you're gonna sleep till the last minute and then get up super distressed because now you have to rush and throw your socks on and throw this on and put this on. You can't even do your hair right. And trust me, I've lived that life many times. I still find myself sometimes living this life. And it's because of my night routine. So your morning starts with your routine in the, at night. So prep your stuff at night. You know, you don't have to be perfect. Just be organized. You don't have to be perfect. Just be on point. And it brings, and it takes you a long, long way. Being organized takes you a long way because you avoid stress. You avoid putting into the, into your universe, because at this point you're home. So you avoid putting that energy out of, oh my gosh, especially curse words. I know a lot of people, I was raised upon people that woke up and they were already cursing, you know, to wake up, get the fuck off the bed, get the fuck up, who the fuck told you to go to sleep late. It was always cursing and cursing and cursing just to communicate to wake up. So, but I couldn't quite change that, though, about life at that time. I couldn't change that part of my life because I was so young and I was used to the people. You know, I was used to these people. These were the grown folks telling us what to do, guiding us in what to do. But when you find out that there's just much more peaceful ways that you can go upon life, that there's so much peaceful ways to wake up, there's much more peaceful ways to eat your breakfast in the morning, or to have an hour to spare where you can just lay for a bit, or again, program yourself. Documentaries, these are all free on YouTube, guys. These are free audio documentaries. Like, I don't care what you think about what you think and what you know. You don't know shit. So before the world tries to educate you, educate yourself. And this is simple. Just give yourself an extra 30 minutes to an hour. Oh, I've never done that. It doesn't sound... Well, you're going to have to switch it up. You're going to have to do it. Because you can't do something that you've never done. You know what I'm saying? You can't do something you've never done. You don't know what you don't know. Better said, you just don't know what you don't know. You can't practice what you never practice. You can't preach what you practice, what you never practice. And I think that's a big deal. A lot of people forget that you have to do certain things, that you have to move in action to actually get some type of result. People often think they're losing an hour of sleep. And I just believe that you should just go to bed. If it's necessary, an hour earlier. I don't care who's doing what. I don't care what day of the week it is. I don't care if it's Thirsty Thursday and you think you're going to be missing out on a few shots, when you know the next week they're going to do the same thing. So you're not missing out. So if you prepare next week, you can have a drink or few, or two. All right? I want you to remember to breathe in, breathe out. You might think, Tyrese, we do that already. We breathe in, we breathe out, we breathe in, we breathe out. What are you talking about? Well, some people actually tend to forget to breathe throughout the day, to express throughout the day, to change throughout the day, to admit when you're wrong throughout the day, to make someone else feel good throughout the day, to do something for someone that makes them feel good throughout the day. Do something for somebody that alleviate their day, and it will make it much smoother. And I promise you, your days will be nothing but delightful. Now, does life get in the way? Because life has natural causes, natural things that happen. Of course, we're not perfect, but we gotta be on point. Start from your house. If you wanna work from within, because it is an inside job, you have to start somewhere. So if you can start in your daily routine, starting with your nighttime, then you go from there. Okay? Don't be perfect. Be on point. That's it. You know, and then when you master this, you'll notice when you're mastering it. because your days will just fly by and it'll be much smoother. And you want to do things that you didn't think you'd want to do. Like, your time after work wouldn't be as, oh, I'm tired, I'm going to go take a nap after work. Your time after work would be, oh, is this a time where I can work out because I didn't get a workout in the morning? Listen, don't worry about not working out in the morning. There's a statistic that kind of says, which I think is bullshit, which says that if you don't work out, past 11 in the morning, you're not gonna work out that day. And I call bullshit on that. I do believe when I don't work out, my best times to work out in the morning are weekends when I'm off from work. That's my best time. Am I gonna only work out 2 days of the week? Heck no! This is a lifestyle. If I don't work out, I feel sad. Like, I'll be just so fat and I'll feel like I'm bloated and I feel like I ain't shit. But that's just my lifestyle, because it's a lifestyle for me to work out every day. And if you don't work out every day, that's fine. Make sure you take at least 3 days of your week, 3 days of your week, to get something physical done for your body, in a creative form. I do admit that I have to give my creativity some more time. So I'm learning how to balance that out, and I'm learning how to pick and choose what I do after work very wisely, because it's just the time that I have. So if I spend some time doing, let's say I finish working out and then I go do something that's totally not irrelevant. It's not irrelevant, because it's never irrelevant. What you do is just upon your day, and that's the best you can be. And you can, don't judge yourself for just chilling. Don't judge yourself for just resting. Don't judge yourself for just laying. That's fine, but remember that you can't lay every day in that same routine, because then when you look at the bigger picture, you notice that you don't have anything done in your creative work, or you notice that you don't have anything done in your physical work, and etc. It keeps going. It depends on what's important to you. What's really important to me is my creative mind. I want to keep that as lively as possible as I can forever. Very important is my physical, my eating habits. Very important to me. So if I do things that aren't to par with my eating habits, I'm just ruining the fact that I just worked out and made myself feel so amazing. But now I'm backtracking with the food that I'm eating. Just don't be perfect. Just be on point. Okay? You don't have to be perfect. There's no reason to, because you just can't be. But you could be on point. So start in the morning. Just start in the morning. Once I started giving myself that 1 hour of free time during my day, I get to choose what I want to do. Like, these are days where, like, I can get my hair done in the morning. I can do my makeup. With this mask shit, I haven't been wanting to do my makeup, though, because it's just like, it's so hot, and then you got makeup on, and then you got the mask, but anywho, I'm just rambling. I found myself reading the other morning. Like, it just feels good. And it's not like, when you talk about it, you might feel like you bougie or something. And people live to make people feel like, oh, you think you're better than us? You fucking think you're better than us? Like, bitch. No. I don't, actually. I just know what works for me and makes me feel better and what makes me feel good. And if you want to learn from it, learn from it. If not, then kick rocks, because this is not something I'm stopping. You're not the friend for me. You know what I mean? And if it's a coworker, like, I know coworkers of mine that are always claiming that I'm too happy, I'm too giddy, I'm too up, I'm too down, I'm too blah. And I just, you know, I don't want to say what I was going to say, but I was going to say it. But, you know, it's about 7 something. I don't want to talk like that so early in the morning. But you know, cleanse your space, cleanse your physical. Your space is your physical because we're living in this solid realm. And just do your best not to curse. I'm a curser, Katie. So I'm still working on that. Haven't perfected it. And I'm not saying that maybe it won't be perfect, but it'll be on point. So I'll know what to have my random outburst on. But with that being said, I'm already here, corporate. So I love you guys so much. You guys are really important to me, and that's why I like to pour into you things that you can change. I know that you can change because it's my experience. You know, I've come from a place where I was the bad kid, quote unquote. I was the rebel. I was the bad influence, quote unquote. And now people are looking for advice from guess who? Hey. Yeah, me. And I pride myself for that because I worked hard to deserve that shit. Hey. I worked hard for this shit, okay? So everybody have an amazing day. Have an amazing night. Whenever you're listening to this, I really do appreciate you. I hope that you implement this in your life and give yourself about 30 minutes to an hour. Trust me, it's not going to be the end of the world. It's not the end of the world if you give yourself some time. It's not going to be the end of your sleep if you give yourself some time. All right? No, that 1 hour that you woke up early isn't making you even more tired. You just went to sleep extremely too late, and now you want to feel perfect. But it's not time to feel perfect. It's time to feel on point. I love you guys. Have a really great day.